accomplish on the 100th
game, so the first game.
What do I want to? What do you want to accomplish on the
100th? I just want to accomplish the game plan. Go out. go out and play fast, make some plays, and just do everything I can to put the team and offense in position to do really well.
Do you feel like whatever excitement, nerves, and anxiety you had in the first game will be gone on the second
one? No, it's still gonna be kind of nerve-wracking and exciting. I'm really, really pumped about it. It was a really cool feeling out there, getting out there and having the uniform on and being out there warming up, and it kind of really hit me in that moment. I don't think it's ever gonna go away. So I'm really excited. I can't wait for Monday night. But I think it adds to my game, the eagerness to do well and get out there and run around and make plays. I think all that adds into my performance.
Some guys need to be calmed down.
I'm pretty calm. I stay pretty calm and kind of I just stay locked in and keep to myself. And then once that first catch and once that first hit comes, everything kind of just unwinds. But I'm not really rowdy or I go crazy or anything. I'm really kind of calm and under control. But there's some nerves built up. So first couple plays, get all that out the system.
How advantageous is it for you that you're immediately locked into a position now? You know, you're not automatically number one on the depth chart. How advantageous is it for you to be immediately talking to your competition?
I mean, competition makes everybody better. And it's not like we're going up against each other. We're in that room making each other better. And we correct each other or we help each other. And there's a lot of talent in our tight end room. And we come out here ready to work every day. So I think it's it's an advantage for me as a young guy to come in and learn from these guys that's been here and has been playing for a while. So it's a huge advantage, and it makes us a lot better.
What sort of lessons can you take from a veteran like Red Ellison?
Oh, man, he does so much stuff. He has so many vet moves that on film that just show up, and even in person, I might not see it on the field, but in film, he's really savvy with his blocking, and he's even really good in the pass game as well. He's real savvy with his routes and can stop on a dime. So just picking up just little moves like that, just kind of when you get a couple years in, you pick up things and you learn. And so I'm definitely taking advantage of the stuff that he puts on film and the stuff he kind of introduces to me blocking or even with releases and even in the routes.
What did you learn last Friday night? What did you learn about the league? I mean, I know it's just a preseason game. It wasn't all guys were going to be in the league, but did you come away and say, I have to work on this or I can do that?
Definitely it's, you got to just, I had to lock in. Just being out there kind of was kind of wide-eyed and a little nervous. So being in the huddle, I kind of had to slow down, lock in, hear the play call, get up to the line. Just kind of just slow everything down. In practice, we go through reads and just do all my stuff I usually do. But in the game, sometimes those nerves are built up, and especially being a rookie and if you're first time out there, definitely stuff flies over your head. So just kind of just slowing everything down, locking in, get back to what you've been doing. That's probably the biggest thing I took away.
You played in big stadiums, big crowds. Why was that different?
It was different uniform. In college, we never stood out there for the national anthem. We were always in the locker room, and it was just the atmosphere and just realizing that we have an NFL shield on our jersey and the NY on our helmet. So that just raised the level. And playing a great team in Pittsburgh, grew up watching all these teams and watching guys that we're going up against, and I'm out there on the field with them. So it's definitely just a different level emotionally and physically and X's and O's. It's just a whole nother level.
I mean, playing in one of the most, what some would argue, the best conference in all of college football in the SEC, do you think that prepared you a little bit more for the league, the competition of the SEC week in and week out?
Definitely. There's a lot of speed in our conference, and a lot of players from our conference end up at this level. So definitely playing that talent and seeing different great talents each week in and week out I'm definitely helped prepare me for the speed and the physicality at this level.